Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Mark Newnham's our next guest on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
How are you, mate? Everything good?
Yeah, no, everything's pretty good. We're just having a bit of a staff breakfast.
A staff breakfast? All right. Well, make my mouth water. What are you eating?
I've just ordered a smoked salmon and poached egg roll.
Oh, please. Oh, come on. You can't be eating that.
Well, it's only about half of what they're eating, so it's lucky we won a group one the other day.
What is it? A smoked salmon? I can't even remember
smoked
it. It's so pot.
Smoked salmon and poached egg.
I hope Duff's not listening. It's normally just an egg and bacon and go for your life at 10 to 8 in the Saturday.
We're at Stable Talk. So
Gary's are you?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. No, we'll say hello to him because he really does look after us there when we're broadcasting from Randwick. Well, let's get down to business, mate. I'm so excited off the Flemington win to see Graceful Glamour again on the weekend.
Yeah, look, she travelled down there overnight, arrived in good shape. I think she'll lead up to 2,000. She came straight home after winning at Flemington, and I gave her a little trial last Monday week. She came through that well. Look, the work's been faultless, so I'd expect her to run really well.
Were you surprised with the way she put them away there at Flemington, or did you expect something like that off those recent runs?
No, look, I thought she'd run, really well. I didn't expect that she'd sort of put 3.5 lengths on them, but a whole life we've sort of thought, she'll get over a trip. And at the end of a two-year-old career there, she ran fourth in the Fernhill Handicap at the first run at a mile. And then as soon as she got back to a mile, this preparation, she ran third in the Spring Stakes, at Group 3 level against the boys. Tells you that each time she got to a mile, she was very effective, and up to 1,800 just against fillies, she was going to be hard to beat.
For sure. And just listening to you, I'm not getting you to repeat it again, but she just seems to have had a faultless time going towards, hopefully, the Oaks down in Melbourne.
Yeah, well, it's all gone as I would have liked. She had a final gallop up here on Tuesday on the course proper at Warwick Farm. Really good, strong work. She pulled up well. She's clean in the wind. So she won't have any excuses come Saturday.
And you've drawn okay to get around Caulfield?
Yeah, look, I think her racing pattern will help her around Caulfield. She should sit up in the first three. You generally find horses that don't handle Caulfield are trying to make up ground back in the field and get a bit lost on the corners. So, look, hopefully racing on pace and down near the fence will suit her. Look, she's already had that one run at Flemington to help around that way, and a little bit of natural improvement. Should see her right in the finish tomorrow.
All right, looking forward to seeing Graceful Glamour in the Ethereal Race 5 at Caulfield on Saturday. You've got Quackerjack entered for Randwick. Are you you're looking at running or deciding on whether?
No, he'll run.
He'll run, yep.
He came through, he ran terrific first up, was unlucky not to win, even though he finished about 8. He never got out at all. It was disappointing second up at Rose Hill in a really slowly run race. He just got back in the field and pulled. We rode him a bit more positively at Randwick at his last start, but into a very strong headwind. Nothing led and won that day. So I thought his effort to finish fourth was still quite good. He trialled on Monday on the heavy ground and seemed to get through it well. And the trials were called off shortly afterwards. So it certainly won't be any heavier on Saturday. Small field, I'd expect Gay's horse will probably kick through and lead. He'll be up running second. He's fitting well, so I'd expect him to run to his best.
Okay, so that's Quackerjack at Randwick on Saturday. We're going to update on that track condition shortly after all the rain down at Kembla. Just before I let you go, mate, Made for Heaven, Nikita Jane, they're all enjoying some grass at the moment?
Yeah, look, they've both gone to the paddock. Hopefully they'll be... a force in the autumn, especially in the Vinery 2,000 metre Group 1 for 3-year-old fillies, and then onto the Oaks. They've done that both in their first racing prep. Nikita Jane at a third start, being beaten head to head in the in the flight stakes and Made of Heaven coming out winning the spring champions. So, look, to be able to do that in their first racing preparations, you know, only augurs well for them going forward. And, look, they'll have a nice 6 or 7 week break now. Come back into work, you know, middle of November and, you know, start looking towards the autumn.
Yep, understand. Now you've got plenty to work with there. Go and enjoy that breakfast and we'll watch Graceful Glamour on Saturday. Smoked salmon and what was it?
Poached egg.
Poached egg. Mm.
Yeah, I hope it's still there when I get back.
Oh, you'll be all right. Just walk in and just tell him it's on Blake's. Blake Shin's there all the time. Just tell him Blake will pay for it.
I ran into Blake and I told him we're putting it on his account.